You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio. It's 5:45. Good evening. I'm Linda Steffen. A few years ago, plans for wind farms along the coast of Lake Michigan had people up in arms from Benzie County to Mason County. One did get built near Ludington, and the county is still working through how to live with it. As IPR's Peter Payette reports, it's not easy.
Windmills have been spinning in Mason County for about a year and a half, since late 2012. There are more than 50 owned by Consumers Energy. There's still a sharp debate here about the impact they have, but there are also signs people have warmed up to these towering machines. There's a tour guide now offering tours of the Lake Winds Energy Park. He claims to offer the only such tour in Michigan, and you even get to touch a tower. Kathy Jo Kovalvug owns a bed and breakfast in Ludington, and she understands why visitors go out there.
It's all that old dune, actually, action. So you've got lots of hills. There's not a lot of hills other places. But if you're up at that peak and you're almost looking down on all these windmills, I think it's just beautiful.
Kovalvug also has a farmhouse she'll rent you for a week, and it's inside the wind park. She does not make any money from the windmill near her vacation rental, and she says the sound of the wind turbine doesn't bother her renters.
If they were to complain about anything, it would be the, you know, like the farmer across the hall with or the place with the over, you know, without a muffler on his tractor. I mean, you know, it's just a very whoosh whoosh. You kind of get used to it.
A gentle whoosh is not how some neighbors describe the noise of a nearby wind turbine. Complaints filed with Mason County use words like penetrating to describe the sound. One man compared it to a jet plane and claimed the sound causes vertigo. That's a dizziness caused by a sensation of motion. Last spring, the county took tests near some of the turbines to see if they were making more noise than the law allows. In most of the test cases, they were. Evelyn Brigala is one of the neighbors involved in a lawsuit against Consumers Energy. At a recent Planning Commission meeting, Brigala asked why those turbines haven't been shut down since the county found them to be out of compliance. She read the zoning ordinance to commissioners, and it says anyone in violation will be told to stop.
I don't think there's a single one of you who has the ability to overturn this clause here. I don't think Mary Riley does. I don't think either one of you, any of you. This looks pretty clear. It's pretty black and white. Immediately, it says. So if you would address that tonight, I would very much appreciate it.
The commission didn't address it that night. Mason County has told consumers to fix the problems. The utility has challenged the county at every step, insisting there's no violation. Consumers did submit a plan for dealing with the noise, but it took a court order to make that happen. Mary Riley is Mason County's zoning director.
We're going through a legal process, and the ordinance says they will submit a mitigation plan, and that's what we've been fighting for about 6 months.
This appears to be the first time a county in Michigan has issued a violation for noisy windmills. Resolving the dispute will not be simple, because measuring sound is complex. The noise made by the turbines has to be distinguished from other ambient noise, and the wind plays a role. That's a key issue in the legal dispute between Mason County and Consumers Energy. Dennis Marvin is a company spokesman.
We believe that they did not follow the appropriate standards as outlined in the zoning ordinance because of how they arrived at their conclusions and did not factor in the elimination of the background sound.
A judge could hear arguments in that case this summer. On a more positive note, everyone seems to agree the problem of shadow flicker has been solved. If a windmill casts spinning shadows on a nearby home for a certain number of hours, it now shuts off automatically. But Mason County heard a new kind of complaint recently about glare. Glare is not mentioned in the zoning ordinance. But at the planning meeting, one of the commissioners said he had seen this effect too, around sunset. He said the center of the windmill looked like a strobe light. For IPR News, I'm Peter Payette in Scottville.